Hi, I'm Bob Sutton. I'm an organizational psychologist, a professor at Stanford, and co-author of The Friction Project, How Smart Leaders Make the Right Things Easier and the Wrong Things Harder. I teamed up with my co-author, Huggy Rao, a behavioral scientist and fellow Stanford professor, to study friction because, well, we couldn't avoid it. No matter what we were supposed to speak about or study, people kept talking about how hard it was to get things done in their organizations. They joked, laughed, and felt stymied and stressed by things like working in a frustration factory, digital exhaustion, fad surfing, rule freaks, death by meeting, ridiculous rules, and petty tyrants. As one executive in Huggy's class put it, "I'm swimming in a sea of shit. How do they expect me to show any initiative?" The pain was also personal. During my more than 40 years I have been on the Stanford faculty, I've wrestled with all kinds of organizational friction and the resulting frustration and fatigue. And it keeps getting worse. Indeed, we opened the book with a story about an email that a senior Stanford leader sent to all 2,000 plus faculty. It was 1,266 words long, had an attachment that ran more than 7,000 words, and invited all of us to devote a Saturday to brainstorming about how to design Stanford's new sustainability school. With a little editing, that email could have been 500 words or less. Instead, it revealed that our leader didn't consider or didn't care about protecting her people's time. During my long career, I've learned that when others are unhappy and I'm unhappy about something, that's something that could be a good topic for a book. That's what prompted me to write, for example, The No Asshole Rule and Good Boss, Bad Boss. So all that complaining inspired Huggy and me to launch what turned out to be a 7, really 8-year learning adventure. We called this sprawling effort The Friction Project, and we've distilled what we've learned into a book of the same name. Note, however, that the book's working title was The Shit Fixers for 6 months, but we decided it was too vague, and also I have enough books with cuss words on the cover. Friction fixing is the science and craft of averting, removing, or at least dampening unnecessary obstacles, but it also entails knowing when and how to slow down, make things harder and more complex, and sometimes assure some things are downright impossible to do. In this e-course, I'm going to take you through some of the big ideas from our book to help you start reducing bad friction and injecting good friction into your team or organization. So if you're ready to do some friction fixing and help others do the same, let's get started. By the way, this is an original e-course which I created just for the Next Big Idea Club. Note, however, that it's based on my book with Huggy Rao, The Friction Project, and some of the phrases and sentences are on occasion similar, sometimes identical, to the language used in our book.